Coffee Mumbo Jumbo ventured into the East End of London yesterday, Saturday, and the East End of London has become the real centre and hub for artisan roasters and for beautiful coffee. Now, I've never heard of a place called Nettle Market, but Nettle Market is very close to Broadway Market, and it's on a road called Westgate Street. And the reason why I went there is because Tyrone Coffee has made quite an impact as of late, established in 2011, so about 2 years ago, hand-roasted coffee in Italy by an artisan roaster, imported by Eddie, who set up Tyrone UK in London. And Eddie sadly was on holiday in Italy, so I haven't met him yet, but I met Ben yesterday on the stand at Nettle Market. When I arrived, there was nobody there, but then soon after, the queues were forming and he was pulling one shot after the other. Eddie kindly said that I could come away with some of his espresso blend, the Tyrone espresso blend, and put it through the R58 here at Coffee Mumbo Jumbo's HQ in the southwest of London in Tooting. And I will say that coffee has travelled really well to Tooting, and I've put it through the R58 rocket machine this morning, and without exaggeration, kept neat, this espresso is an absolute sensation. It is, I think, and we are middle of August, the best espresso blend that I've pulled on the R58 here. I'm talking blends, I'm not talking single origins, and you know how much I love single origins and playing with them and doing all sorts of extractions and all sorts of brewing methods. But this Tyrone espresso blend, you wouldn't equate that kind of quality, that beautiful balanced acidity and this beautiful mouthfeel with Italian coffee per se. The Italians love a dark roast. This is by no means a dark roast. This is a roast which is just quite light, and it is so rich and so thick in its extraction. I had it in the naked portafilter, and I've also now had it in the double spouted portafilter. Now, the extraction itself, 28 seconds, yielded 30 grams of fluid. I think that's exactly what you want to have. And as an espresso neat, it was a pure sensation. I've had a lovely breakfast. I've had some scrambled eggs on toast. I've had homegrown tomatoes from the garden. And I finished it all off with an espresso. If I say finished it all off, I haven't finished completely, because I've also then, using the double-spouted portafilter, into a little piccolo glass, I've added milk, and I haven't drunk that yet. This is a live first sip, and I'm really curious as to know how this beautiful espresso blend takes to milk. Let's just see. Ah, okay. Well, I would say it's lost a bit of its potency. It's lost a bit of that beautiful kind of rounded, as an espresso, I mean, how can I describe this? It was so sweet. It is so, it's got this lovely fruity acidity, and it tails off maybe into something a bit more grounded, but it just leaves the palate really in an enchanted way. Now, with the milk, let me just take another sip, because it's very difficult once you've had the need to immediately get the palate to adjust to something which with a bit of milk. So let's just take another sip. I think it's lost its body a little bit, if that's a fair kind of comment. It's no way criticism, it's just a fair comment, I think. Right now, I prefer it as an espresso, and I will say again, as an espresso, as a blend, and from what I remember, what Ben told me, it's got some Mexican in it, it's got some Brazilian in it, and it's got either El Salvador or, I think it was El Salvador, which I think the first is that 64%, and I think it's that. It doesn't say anything, and there weren't any bags that are such, but I improvised and brought my own brown bag with me and a lovely little business card that Eddie had there. And I've put that on the bag. So I don't know exactly what the blend consists of. But what I can tell you is that my palate is loving it neat, is liking it as a piccolo. And all I want to do is go back to Nettle Market, meet Eddie, the man behind that import, and talk to him about it. He's on holiday in Italy at the moment having fun, but I can't wait to meet him. So E8 is the destination in London, Hackney Nettle Market. Go check him out yourself.